Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
And welcome to the NXT review. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by another one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to review everything that happened on last night's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT 2.0.
Oh! Something out of Friday Night SmackDown. Give me dynamite.
Your colours on. Pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with the bigger quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Sidgwick to review last night's NXT. That got me very excited about the future.
Not me. I was amused by the bollocks.
Yes.
Quite
That's
frankly.
All we need, really, with this show.
Yeah, it is. There's some earnest things I like about this show, one of which I was a little bit disappointed by, truth be told, but I'm sure we'll get into it.
Yeah, obviously slightly overshadowed by the unfortunate injury to Shotzi.
Get well soon. What is it, 9 months?
ACL, yeah, 9 months. I do get well soon.
It's brutal.
Obviously, the whole show is kind of, it built towards that and you knew where we were going.
Yeah.
Weird because that was taped. It's one of those ones where we knew the injury was coming. If it was a normal live show and you were like, that's a shame, they've built and built and built to this and it's happened. It's like, this was a taped show. They could have maybe worked around this, but...
They didn't.
I suppose they just made the best of a bad situation in and of the moment. But yeah, let's start at the beginning of the show because that wasn't the only title match on it. The show opened with the North American Championship. It was Obafemi against Alexis King. We didn't get Alexis King entrance. Devastating.
To the ring.
Yeah. Wasn't as...
Devastating.
It wasn't as concerning as I was expecting it to be in terms of you got very concerned early when we were previewing this yesterday that Obafemi was going to have to sell far too much for Alexis King.
It was a slaughter.
He absolutely dominated him early on. There was the odd kick or punch that Alexis got in. He did... get the advantage slightly, caught Obafemi when he was coming back inside and then posted him and targeted the arm as a result of that. But in a quick side note, we mid-match cut to...
Hey, Dijak, take those stupid sunglasses off. We're inside.
Wagner watch.
Come Tuesday?
I always forget the last bit. Von Wagner is watching backstage with his manager, whose name completely escapes me, actually.
It's Robert Stone.
Stone tells Wagner he's going to be right back, and he heads out to ringside for some reason, and basically...
You know why?
Yes, well, he did badmouth the Bash Brothers, and no one does that.
His kids.
Yeah. And, so he walked out of ringside. Alexis King, in the only part of the match that he was dominant over, you know, the unstoppable new North American champion, decided... now's a good time to do a baseball slide and push Robert Stone over. As a result of doing that, he got back inside, got his head taken off by Obafemi, who hit a pop-up powerbomb, 1-2-3, and retained the North American title.
I mean, this was pretty disastrous for everyone involved. Obafemi didn't look that... He looked okay. He's looked far better in previous weeks. How much of a geek do you have to be if you are Robert Stone when you have got the most useless tosser on the brand? And that's his character. You know, it's his character, his useless tosser, who can talk himself into trouble and get into, like, big trouble when he's in the ring. And, like, it was the smoothest thing Brian Pillman Jr. has ever done in his life. He just sort of looked. He's out here, Robert Stone. I'll quickly just make quick work of him. Boom. Get back in the ring. And then he loses. But, like, what are they doing with Robert Stone? Mm. Like, they just geekify. It's a WWE problem. They make people look like geeks. And there is a difference between, like, sympathetic or, you know, I don't know. I just, they just look, make them look like total geeks. Mm. Like Robert Stone, it's a good job that this is as inordinately effective as it is. Because if I didn't like the act, and I love the act for my sins, you just think he's a stupid tosser. His kids, his children have been bad mouthed by the most useless tosser on that brand. And when he tries to get his vengeance for that, that useless tosser looks like... You ever seen that... I guess it's a meme, like a short video of the guy who's just walking down the street, tab in hand, goes for the bus pulls up, he goes on the step, ties his shoelaces, and then walks off. Mm-hmm. Like, bad ass. You make Brian Pillman Jr. look like that.
Yeah.
Tell you what, for how little he did in this match, my God, he wrestles like he's in slow motion, doesn't he?
I'm so excited for
he's the match. He's the
most... Him and Wagner.
Like, Lexus King is possibly the most thoughtless wrestler that I've ever watched. He just hasn't got a clue what to do in this. Like, he's mechanically average. I've seen bigger disasters. Than Lexus King, but my God, there's just no thought process of maybe I should like pretend to hit them hard. So it looks like I'm in a fight or something, or I could win. My God, he's making a living. God love him.
Yeah, I'm very much, you know, we're on the road to Stand and Deliver. Oi, oi, oi. And you saw this tweet as well, didn't you, yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
You heard about this, Nicholas?
Probably not.
probably not. Keeping an eye on this. I've got to find the name of the person who sent this to us because...
And the name of the arena, of course.
Of course, yes. Thank you to Paul Harney, who sent this to us, because on April 9th, 2 days after WrestleMania, 3 days after Stand and Deliver, Adam Ant's playing Pennsylvania, Glenside, PA, at the Keswick Theatre. Kes Dick Theatre, more like.
Correct.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I mean, evidently. Evidently, the logistics have taken care of themselves.
Because what I was going to say there is, everyone's got their sort of dream WrestleMania 40 card in their mind. We've already got Cody and Roman, and you're getting Bayley and EO. We're hopefully going to get Rhea and Becky, for example.
Oh, we're obviously getting there.
Jimmy versus Jay, et cetera. Not so much. Gunther and Chad Gable.
Yeah, with a little bit of luck.
But I don't care about that. I care about the Stand and Deliver card. And after last night's show, normally only have about 5 matches on the card. I've got about 10 I want on there.
But, 2 nights, if anything.
Yeah, Von Wagner. I would happily go each morning before WrestleMania. Von Wagner and Lexus King would be great. Although, do I want Von and Robert Stone to win the tag titles?
Double duty?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to save some of the others. I'm going to... We'll get to them in due course.
We'll go by.
We're backstage, and you and I were sort of speculating, along with Hamflet, about what happened on Valentine's Day with Thea Hale. I didn't go well. JC Jane's there. Jasmine Nix, who's sort of JC's new favourite student at Chase U. And Thea says that Riley Osborne
does
hasn't.
As well.
Thea says Riley hasn't answered him yet. JC's like, what happened on your date on Valentine's Day? And she said, well, I took your advice, you know. I'm a grown-ass woman, so when he tried to open the door, the car for me, I said, oh, you don't need to do that for me. And then he was trying to talk to me at dinner, and I was on my phone the whole time because I wanted to not look too available. And Jacy's like, that's not what I meant whatsoever. And she's like, oh. Ariana Grace is listening in the background, and everything's better with Ariana Grace. She comes in, she says, I've been on many dates. You might have scared him away. But you should welcome the door being open. You should reciprocate that attention. This isn't a lost cause, though. And JC's like, oh, I can't bloody do everything for you, Thea. And Ayana's like, she's your best friend. JC gets angry at this and says, you stay out of our business. And Jasmine said, yeah, or JC's going to make an example out of you. And that sets up a match for later on.
Ariana Grace, babyface turn.
Yeah.
Seems like she's got the best interests of Thea Hale in her heart.
Yeah.
And as well, you haven't conveyed this, as the segment drew to a close, Thea Hale was kind of like looking back at Ariana Grace.
Conflicted, yes.
Yeah, Ariana Grace, that's her name. And yeah. I was like, oh, should I be her friend instead? Because clearly I've got more chance getting it on.
Yes. And that's the end goal of most people in NXT.
Indeed, it is.
Lyra Valkyrie is backstage. With Tatum.
Shook them, okay.
Lyra Valkyrie is backstage with Tatum Paxley, checking on her after the beating she, of course, got last week. And Tatum says, I'm fine. I've only been able to eat soup, but I'm great and I'm happy you came to my aid. And Lyra's like, don't try and be a hero, Tatum. She goes, you're my hero, Lyra. And she's got, she says, I've got a thing you need to do. I've got this big title match tonight with Shotzi. I've got a thing you need to do. Tatum's like, anything. I'll jump with a baseball bat. I'll mist her with green mist like a hair. But she says, no, the thing I need you to do for me is stay in the back. I'll owe you one. I'll even give you a surprise. Game for next week. I'll even give you a surprise if you do it. Tatum isn't happy about it, but she agrees and sits there and says, this is going to be the hardest thing I've ever done.
It just continues to be awful.
Yeah.
In every way.
Polar opposite of that, of course, is the Wolf Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They come down to the ring and the crowd are chanting, you deserve it. Bron says, who'd have thought back at No Mercy when we were beating the crap out of each other? We'd be stood here in our...
I remember that.
We'd be stood here in our alligator boots with the titles. Sorry. Who'd have thought back at NXT No Mercy? We just alligator boots titles. Corbin says, I remember No Mercy. I beat you.
Yep.
Bron says, well, I've carried the team. Baron says, well, I kind of set you up in the tag title match last week with the End of Days. Bron says, well, I set that up. Oh, no, sorry, I followed that up with a spear. So, Spear of Days, inexplicably, this gets over.
I thought the delivery was piss poor. Yeah, it was. I was sad. The Wolf Dogs are usually on point with this sort of thing.
It's just like, just a new move. You don't have to do it. You just say...
Say something else.
Yeah, say something good.
Say something good, if anything.
But Corbin loves this. He said, look at us, just a couple of assholes in the middle of a ring with new hardware and the new tag titles. But here comes Chase U. Chase says that Bron and Corbin might not care who their next challengers are, but we do. Duke says winning those titles isn't easy.
Oh, teachable moment! Teachable moment!
I can't believe he didn't press the button there.
He's not got there yet. He's coming.
Okay.
Chase U's back. It's their time to sign, says Duke Bloody Hudson. Bron says, take your calendars and your school spirit and shove it up your ass. Oh, cool. Best tag team ever.
Yeah. A good recovery.
Yes. Duke isn't happy about this, but Chase says, this is a...
Oh! Teachable moment! Teachable moment!
We were promised a match by the former champions, and Duke says we're going to get that match. But here comes Nighty Rider.
When I'm playing in Windows.
And Axiom.
Nerd!
See, Nathan Fraser actually copied his mate, Seth Rollins. Storming. Nah. This is how it's going to go.
No.
He says, your title shot is null and void. That was the old...
Null and void.
The old side champs, and that is a hard-hitting home truth.
I love that. It's like no one remembers that you were John Oliver.
Yes, for 2 weeks.
Basically, like, I just love that. The idea of, right, okay, what do we do here? I am Shawn Michaels. We have got, on our roster, newly signed... Well, not newly signed, but, you know, we should do something with this guy. Well, what are his attributes, Sean? Well, you know, he's incredibly fast.
Mm-hmm.
He has got this incredible ability to not just stand there like a dick when he's about to take an aerial move. He puts intent behind everything. He's an unbelievable high flyer. Like, he will take your breath away with just how sharp, how quick, how explosive, how propulsive he is. What do you do with this wrestler? Okay, we'll make him present GB News.
That's what he looks like.
Did actually still look better than GB News, what they create.
I know. My God.
I also liked Axiom saying, we should have the next title shot because we came closest to beating you in the Dusty Cup. What? You still lost, right? It wasn't like, oh, you cheated. You just lost.
Yeah, just losers.
You've got a losers. Two count. You've got two count in there. And Nathan says, you guys jumped us and we're ready for payback, you pieces of... Oh, and thankfully Axiom stops.
Oh, he's going to sway.
Oh, he's going to start effing a bloody Jeffing all over the place. Duke says, back of the line, Flaming Galahs are going to plan to chase you, Flag, where it belongs. And Corbin's like, look,
Chase, you should be in Elimination Chamber, by the way. Mm. Or at the show in some capacity.
I agree. God, that hot tag. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Corbin says, look, I don't really care about any of you. You guys sort this out. We're off to party with the Wolf Dogs. Take your problems and tell someone who cares. And someone who does care is someone who lays down the law in NXT. And that is Ava. She hasn't got a surname. She's Rock's daughter, and she's the general manager of NXT. And she says, Chase, you versus Axiom.
Nerd!
And Nathan Frazier.
When I'm cleaning windows.
Will be for tonight to see who's the new number one contenders.
I love how you say that. I just come to lay down the law. This void. This total void that is Ava. She hasn't got a surname. She's a Rock's daughter.
Roxanne Perez is backstage.
She's just useless.
She's asked about her match coming up with Ren Sinclair, and she says, she kind of reminds me of me when I first got here, just happy to be here. But happy just doesn't cut it. You'll learn that eventually. You'll get passed over for others, including main roster stars coming down for title shots. Shotzi and Lyra are watching my match because I'll be watching theirs. She wasn't watching theirs quite clearly later on because of something that subsequently happened.
Indeed.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll get to that match in a second. We got the Kazuchika Okada vignette. Men deny their truth. I'll be a mirror to it. Kazuchika Okada is going to be presumably popping up in NXT any day now.
Oh, that was such a glorious day. When it was rumored, like, I can't remember who the source was, but obviously it transpires that he's probably AEW bound. Yeah. But just that day where I thought Okada's going to NXT. Good God.
What would that look like?
Oh, my God.
We wanted it to happen.
Of course I did.
Yeah, the Ren Sinclair match was rather brief from Roxanne Perez. She completely dominated. Ren Sinclair barely got a shot in. The finish saw Perez hit with Pop Rock. She's got the match won, but she sits her up at two and transitions into a crossface because she's nasty like that, and she gets the submission victory.
Oh, that was short, wasn't it?
Did what it was expected to do. Beat her. Show your heel. Continue winning.
Hey, job done.
Make your case.
Job done. Route one. They all count. I don't know why I'm talking like Football Manager, but I am.
Well, next was...
Am I meant to say anything else? Or?
No. Yeah. Next was what can only be described as a drab nil-nil draw. It was the metaphor and the no-quarter catch club arguing about the Heritage Cup.
Oh, God. I mean, aye. You want to say, like, can you do it on a Tuesday night in Stoke?
Yeah.
Their entire lives is called Tuesday night in Stoke.
They are invoking the catch clause, which means Naam Dar won't know who he's going to face until next week. So we'll save that excitement for next Tuesday and move on to Briggs versus Jensen.
Hey, I was a fan.
This was great. This was tough love by a hoss fight, I've seen described online. They beat the crap out of
I give you tough love.
They beat the crap out of each other. Josh Briggs got his mouth all bloodied, which looked great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Brooks Jensen wasn't messing about. We went to a break after he sent him into the barricade and was sort of standing on it and beating him up. And, yeah, we cut to a commercial break with Brooks in control. When we come back, Briggs has taken over, though. He gets him up, sends him into the corner, sidewalk slam and a splash for a near fall. Stands over him and says, I'm doing this for you. Show me you're a man, damn it. And Brooks hits him, but then like collapses. And Briggs is like, but Brooks hulks up, flurry of punches, clothesline off the ropes, a drop kick, goes up top, missile dropkick, gets a two count off a cover. Briggs shoves him off, though. Big boot, choke slam, cover. Brooks kicks out. They're now on their knees, trading blows. Briggs comes off the ropes to hit a big boot of his own. But then Brooks Jensen fires back with a spinning heel kick and a suplex to get a great two count. He goes for a powerbomb. That gets countered, but then Brooks gets him with a sunset flip, covers him, and Briggs, who's getting pinned, just sits up and punches Briggs as hard as he can, square in the face. Gets him up, hits a big lariat. He's got him beat at that point. But he pulls him up and says, I did this for you. I love you, man.
I love you.
He takes his head off with another lariat and gets the 1-2-3.
I'll tell you what, I was quite impressed with this.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God. I love some Hardway Blood, which helped. It helps enormously. My usual core complaint about virtually every NXT match, and it was Hamflet who coined this, and I resent him because it's really good and succinct, and I wish I did it myself, is it's just wrestling happening in front of you. There's very rarely... It's like there's a cognitive dissonance between the characters and what they end up doing in the ring. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like, it's just, it's, and I say myself, it's just surreal when they eventually wrestle. Mm. It's like, all right, yeah, that's what you do. that's where all of this ends up somehow, despite your little wacky world that you've built down in a warehouse in Florida. And I just see the same sequences and the same rhythm and... You know, it's usually of a similar import to AEW, just not as good.
Yeah, they get lost and then just go back to the spot they were doing previously. Yeah, indeed.
This felt like a fight between two characters who have a certain motivation, as established last week, a certain contrasting ability level, and they played those roles to near perfection.
Yeah.
This won't trouble match of the airlists. This won't be the best match you'll see this week, but I'm invested in the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of am, ironically. But goddamn Jensen wrestled as if, I'm going to completely, like, perform well above my ordinary ability level. Like, football's the theme today. The League One side going against the Premier League in the Cup. Like, you might narrowly lose, but goddamn it, on that night, you are so motivated to prove something.
Yeah.
He proved that he's got balls.
Yeah. And that may just lead to something, which we'll circle back to a little bit later on.
Maybe. So what's the future here for Briggs and Jensen? Is this all been an elaborate... I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit more of this, maybe they do another match or whatever, or the whole idea was Josh Briggs all along, when he said, we need to go our separate ways, and now we'll still give you love.
Yes.
The whole idea is that, right, we're going to get the the gang back together now.
Yeah.
Because I thought we were coasting. I thought we were aimless, directionless. You know, I just thought we were treading water.
Comfortable.
Additional cliches.
Yes.
Yeah. And I needed you to, like, think about what you've got. Because you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And then, like, right, okay. Well, I put the scare in you, didn't I?
Mm.
And now we're motivated, yeah? You found your balls, I made you find your balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, your cock's been in your hand the whole time, but you lost your balls. And then, are they going to get back together and win the tag titles?
Not the only ones who might get together, but I want to save that for a little bit later.
I know, I kind of get what you're saying.
I might have mentioned this before.
I think more obvious than The Rock was on SmackDown. But there's... but there's going to also be... Oh, no... Remember, like, in late 2022, get the FTR pop, and they're as hot as they've probably ever been, certainly hotter than they are now, thanks to certain people. And also, at the same time, the Acclaimed got incredibly hot.
Yes.
And it was like, well, who do you go with? Because you can only really go with one. It's your established top in the division. And they went with the ones who did the better quarter hours and the better merch sales and the slightly inferior match quality, and that was the Acclaimed. I think Shawn Michaels is going to have similar trouble because if he brings back Briggs and Jensen into the mix at the same time as Wagner and Stone, you can have another FTR Acclaim situation.
I agree.
Sadly.
I never saw that comparison coming.
I'm taking the piss, evidently.
I completely agree. Joe Gacy's been in the straitjacket for a week. He's in a padded room.
Way.
In Dijak's...
compound?
Yes.
That sounds like the word he would go for, isn't it?
Exactly.
Compound.
Dijak puts his nightstick on the table and says, there's no decency in you, Joe Gacy. Gacy says, I admire your attempts to stop me, but this train isn't leaving the track. Dijak says he has many instruments of pain to derail your train, Joe Gacy. And Gacy, it was after this, Gacy walks up to the glass, breathes on it to make it like steamy, and with his nose, because his arms are in the straitjacket, obviously, he draws two dots and a little smiley face. Then in walks lawyer / wrestler Luca Crucifino, who says, by the way, this is illegal. I think he was aware, but he didn't care. He said, he basically said, Dijak, you're breaking the law. And Dijak said,
I am the law. Basically, he's Judge Dredd. He's Judge Dredd.
He said, he violated my law. What? And Crucifino says, that's not how the world works. And then he just left. And Gacy breathed on the smiley face that he drew with his nose a minute ago, laughed and said, this isn't over.
And just, Nicholas, So, sorry if you're listening. This is something I'm doing for the benefit of the YouTube audience, right? If you haven't seen this, and very few people do, I think they just try and keep track of it through our review. Behind this pane of glass, Joe Gacy is faced as this.
Yeah, he smushed it up with the glass.
Right, I've got there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, this storyline absolutely stinks. Second of all, where is this facility? Like, I understand that Dijak has this sort of, what is this gimmick? Kind of an 80s?
PI
/ bounty hunter / mercenary / street cleaner / vigilante, whatever. That's what he is.
He gets it done, he just doesn't play by the rules.
Indeed. Is this his house? Does he hire a private building? How does he have access to a secure... What was this?
Compound, you said.
Yeah, but like the inside of the room is kind of like...
A padded room.
Yeah, padded room. Anyway, so that's terrible.
Lucky I needed to put that guy in a straitjacket somewhere.
Yeah.
How convenient.
It's, I mean, if you apply a tiny amount of thought, this is horrific.
Mm.
I've told you in the past, right? I've got quite a few. You know, everyone's got like a pet peeve. My life is pet peeves. As I say, pet peeves every day. I feel pet peeves every day. One of my many pet peeves, right?
One of your personal pet peeves.
Shut up, man, you stupid piece of sh.
I got it good.
Is, and it's kind of specific to wrestling. But then again, it's people like, I'm mad at me. I kind of hate it everywhere, and I kind of hate everything. But specifically in wrestling, when someone tries to do the unhinged, demented, crazy gimmick, and I've mentioned this before, like we did the list, didn't we? We went back and forth, we volleyed on who could pull it off, and we worked it out. Terry Funk could do it. Mick Foley could do it. Sid just was it.
Yeah.
That you was know what I mean? Like Bruiser Brody.
Yeah.
You ever watched any of those arena wide brawls with Abdullah? Like genuinely, like it feels like there's
people get
energy
out of the way.
Yeah, get the hell out of the way. Joe Gacy can't do it. And it's cringeworthy watching him try. They just give him the worst stuff in like this side of WCW or TNA to do, and I feel really sorry for him. I'm trying to think who's the most cringe, him or the dude from The Righteous, who says, we want to see the truth in the liar's eyes. That'd kill me. I'd rather die than ever watch that clip again. Gacy and Dijak, they've already done it once. It already kind of sucked. Like, they're working hard for no reason.
I don't know what the stip is next for them. Because they've just, they've fought all over the place. You put him through that conveniently newly built wall that they had the other week.
Yeah.
He's had a, I mean, he's had a boxing glove on a stick a couple of weeks back.
Sticking on top of the top turnbuckle. Yeah. Do it on a pole and then just end it now. End it now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture. Right, Mello walks into the barbershop and talks about how this is where Trick Mello Gang began. He says, good memories, great moments, but here he is, all alone. But he's not lonely. Let's talk about it. He says, I'm here with my pride. I know my principles stay intact. I didn't have to snake my boy out of my spot, and I didn't get too big for my boots. He says, look, I wanted you to get the feeling of being the top guy and lift you up, and this is how you repay me? By trying to be NXT's number one guy? You could have been number five, number three. Hell, I'd have even let you be number two, but no one is above the one, Mello. He said, I even let you put Trick in front of Mello and Trick Mello Gang to amuse me. I saw the signs you try and overtake me.
It just rolls off the tongue way better.
Yeah. And I knew that you were my biggest competition, so I had to get you before you got me. Wherever you're at now, stay there because your 15 minutes are up. And as for real, you're dragging off. If he wants to see him, then get in line because we're not talking about the NXT Championship. Then we have got nothing to talk about.
I mean, genuine, it's just the same stuff he's been saying, albeit in a different location.
Mm.
Any more thoughts on this, Wilbur?
I'm just very excited to get to the...
I think there'll be a great atmosphere in the match. I think they've earned the main event. This match, insofar as anything can on NXT, feels really quite big. But they've kind of told the story now. They've told the story. They're waiting for adequate time to return Trick to TV. They should have waited to do the fake out,
mm-hmm.
the entrance music fake out. They've gone through 2 weeks of material in 1 week. I'm ready for the match now.
Yes. It's going to be one of the biggest matches that Standard deliver that. It's going to be really, really, really good.
Probably the biggest. I mean, Trick's so unbelievably over.
Yeah.
Like, so over. What was the last demo they did? The last PLE? Genuinely, I mean, do your bit, but I can't remember. It's a Vengeance Day.
NXT Vengeance Day, yeah, because the next one's NXT Roadblock. Get on the bloody road. I couldn't remember. It's been 2 weeks.
Well, the one at Vengeance Day, that atmosphere for Trick was just intoxicating. And I expect with a story with more emotional depth that it'll be even louder.
Mm.
Certainly you'll make enough noise.
Oh, I will. Don't you
for
worry.
For everybody.
About. Don't you worry. Then we got Ariana Grace versus JC Jane.
I can't remember anything about this.
Well,
is that bad?
You'll remember when I talked you through it because back and forth, and then Grace nails JC Jane, runs her over, and then does the whole kiss my hand spot. And so JC just grabs it, sends her through the ropes to the outside, and then says to the girls, because Thea Hale and Jasmine Nizz are out there, she says, get her. But the referee's looking at them both. Like, Jasmine's like, God, I can't believe you're not attacking her right now. And I was like, I mean, she's kind of justified, even if she doesn't want to be a heel, because, or even if she does want to be a heel, because the referee is staring directly at the three of them. Anyway, JC eventually, the brawl a bit more, rolls her back into the ring. Ariana Grace hit her with a nice judo throw at that point. Ariana Grace got sent to the outside again. This time, Thea Hale, Jasmine is there, and she's like, this time, she's like, let me at her. And the ref has to be like, whoa, holding her back, so he's not looking. She's like, go on, twat her. Thea Hale, very reluctant to do this. So Jasmine's like, out the way, you. Nails Grace, rolls her back in. Jane hits her with that right hand. 1, 2, 3. Celebrates. Thea Hale does not look happy about this. Sort of sheepishly goes in, goes to raise her hand, and Jasmine's like, nah, you're not doing this. I did that. And JC Jane hugs her. She's got a new favourite pupil. Favourite pupil. New favourite pupil. It's not looking good.
Yeah, I've got no thoughts on the actual action. Mm. I mean, you can't work on this every single bloody week. What a poor showing from these inexperienced women. Like, how much of a dickhead do you have to be to say things like that?
Mm.
Still, it's a pretty poor showing from these inexperienced women. But it's just, you kind of praise these matches. The show shouldn't exist. I'm sorry, Wilborn, it shouldn't.
Mm. Glad it does.
As he mentioned, and yeah, I did, yeah, remember the interference spot was pretty stupid to begin with. They're advancing the friction between JC Jane and Thea Hale, and the new friendship ended with Thea Hale.
Jasmine Nizz
is my new best friend, yes. Sort of thing. But to do that, you have to make Thea Hale look correct.
Mm.
It's absolutely stupid. Absolutely stupid. But what happened in the post-match to segue to the next one as well?
Well, yeah, as they're leaving,
yeah.
Out comes Andre Chase and Duke Bloody Hudson.
And?
Well, they're not alone. Riley Osborne's also there. So it's Chase Hughes tag match. And, oh, God, it was rough looking at Riley and Thea sort of sheepishly going past each other.
Yes. So Thea Hale continues to not like Mr. Chase. What's the problem with Andre Chase again?
I mean, I think it's just the old teacher, innit? No one wants to... She's a rebellious.
Like I like
she was a rebellious. Teachers. She was a rebellious student. Let's not forget, not long ago.
Yeah. I liked some of my teachers back in the day. Anyway, so
Mr. Connock for me and Mrs. Handley, probably both dead now, but you know.
All right, Ian Wright. I thought you was dead. All my English teachers were goated. All goated. Anyway, so it's weird this because it's meant to be. What's it called, Brindley?
No. Brindley Reese is the one who cartwheels in and out. Places.
Yeah, yeah.
Riley Osborne.
Riley Osborne. Yeah. So Riley Osborne and Thea Hale look past each other. It's meant to be like, awkward. Riley Osborne. Just looks as if to say,
ooh. Yeah.
Like she's just fallen over into a pie or something like that. Not like he's got this, like, really tense, what's going on with our sex?
She was really nice to him right up until the day, and then she was a completely different person, basically.
Yeah, his acting wasn't good, but then maybe the material's absolutely sub. Sub Saturday morning special. So maybe that's the issue here. But yeah, I mean, I just want these two guys. This guy and gal find love.
Let's get these crazy kids together.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
We go to the family restaurant then. Tony D'Angelo's there having a coffee. And in comes Stacks and the Riz. And
love Riz. I mentioned this, but I don't think you were here when I mentioned it, right? So the Riz is named Adriana the Riz.
Mm.
So clearly the Sopranos knockoff in this, she is meant to be Adriana, and yet she does Silvio's faces. I love that about her. I love that about her. Honestly, I'm a big fan of the Riz.
And so she says, "Dwan, you want to see us?" Oh, yeah, sit down. She says, "Dwan, I gave everything I had out there last week." Tony says, "Oh, I know, Riz, I know. Look, it was your first singles match. It was a pretty good showing. Don't get down about it, all right?" Now Stacks, and before he can say anything, Stacks cuts across him. Been practicing him one time off.
Oh, right. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's go.
Dwan, last off.
Useless.
Dwan, last week was on me, but we're going to get those titles back.
And then what a swerve this was. Tony says, "No, we're not. Not now. After we lost, I was doing some thinking. Over the past 6 months, I lost track of the bigger picture." Rizzo says, "Tone, what do you mean?" Tony says, "Oh, look, we've been playing small ball, taking bets from Chase U, that crap with OTM over who runs the streets, destroying the restaurant in the process. What the hell are we doing? We're the D'Angelo family. So it's time I lead family in the right direction, in a new direction. No more community vote, no more feedback, no more opinions. We do this thing my way. And if you don't like it, too bad. I need to inform the rest of the family, and if they don't like it, let me know. It's time for me to really be the Don of NXT." And I thought,
oh my God.
Never mind the bloody tag titles. He's going for the bloody world title.
Tony D is going for that world title, isn't he?
I thought, wait a second. It all, like, from compared to when you broke the news of the unfortunate tag title loss to me, world crumbled, didn't know what I was going to do, you know, just generally in life going forward. Suddenly, it's like the clouds parted, and
sorry,
I'm like,
Matt, sorry, Matt, left shoulder's really hurt.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. And then I thought, wait a second. Melo Ilya Dragunov is
beep down the blue road.
NXT roadblock. Melo goes off in a new direction with Trick.
Uh-huh.
Dijak is I don't know what Dijak's doing with Joe Gacy, but he's already fought Ilya Dragunov. It's like there is a Dan-shaped hole in the world title picture for the big WrestleMania weekend show. Ilya's probably going to be going up to the main roster pretty soon.
Oh my God, everyone's going to the main roster according to you.
But like, and potentially a faction with all centered around the leader of a family holding the world title is probably going to come to an end that weekend. So there's an opportunity for someone else to maybe, you know, take over that mantle. Tony D'Angelo's going to win the NXT Championship at Stand and Deliver. Oh, yo, yo.
This is not the first time I've made this comparison, okay? Nor will it be the last. And this is not like a bit. I'm not being facetious when I say this. You're a dog. You are a canine. Because when you go through these scenarios in your head, uh-huh, right? And you're like, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about that. You know what it reminds me of, right?
What?
Like the internal monologue of a hound who, when they can hear the pitter-patter of the master coming, you know, in sort of like the drive where the car goes off or like up the path.
Mm.
And is he coming? Is he coming? Is he coming? Is it going to be him? I think it's going to be him because he usually comes around at this time of day. He's been at work. It's my master. It's my master. Yay. You're a dog.
Yeah.
So.
But, and yet.
Elbow and shoulder.
And yet, it's potentially feasible. So. Oh, sorry.
What?
You know, I've got this interview tomorrow with close personal friend and loveliest man literally in the world, in the big E. I need to double check. That we're still on for that. So I'm just going to go and give him a quick
Can you not
now.
Just message him, though? Because most people message. Mm. In fact, it's kind of considered rude or, like, almost frightening for someone to ring somebody else when it's not planned.
Yeah.
So they don't want to, like... I mean, it's Big E.
I really love hearing his voice.
He's the best. Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
So why would you want to scare him by ringing him? You like his voice?
I love that man.
We're going to speak to him tomorrow.
I know, but I can't wait.
But you're going to have to. You're not his friend.
Well, I've got his phone number, so...
Yeah, but that's because it's a business relationship. Even that's a stretch. You're just interviewing him, so...
I'm going to go and do it anyway, okay?
But I know...
No, just give me two. I'll be literally... Well,
we're in the middle of a pod.
Nicholas.
We're in the...
2 seconds.
We are in the middle of a podcast, and Big E probably doesn't want to be troubled by you. It's bad enough for him that he has to speak to you once, let alone twice this week. He manages on Tuesdays.
Yeah,
yes!
Hey, where are we, everybody?
Hamflet, it's half term for his children. It was half term for mine last week. I think the different boroughs and whatever, it just changes. So he decided, instead of having Monday and Tuesday off, where he could preview and review Raw, he likes to take Thursdays and Wednesdays, so he doesn't have to have anything to do with AEW. Some say he's biased.
Goddamn Fed head, huh?
Yeah.
Dr. Fed, that's what I call him.
That's what other people call him as well.
Maybe I had another pod on the flight over. I can't possibly say.
Will Bourne, I'm sorry, is yet again not here.
I always miss that guy.
Yeah.
Sidge, looking forward to Elimination Chamber at the weekend, of course.
Not really. I think the card looks really weak.
Well, regardless of that fact... Going down in Perth, Australia, of course. What is the deal with Australia?
The deal with Australia, Starks, is that it's a country, and my limited knowledge of it is that the animals there are terrifying. They like to enjoy surfing and the barbecues. They like to drink Fosters.
Or another shrimp on the barbie.
Correct. You know, I know people from Australia, and you know what? They're actually really pleasant.
Well,
I've met an Australian I didn't like. No, I've met three.
I know people get quite a lot of
four.
Quite a lot of Australian listeners on the podcast. Good day to you if you are listening or watching. And I know I. Don't you worry. I don't want to do anything to upset anybody. We got fans in Perth, in Sydney, in Brisbane, in Melbourne. All the fans, right? So I'm going to keep it relatively
nice. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Sydney, I once saw a man from Sydney walking around in a suit in the desert. I thought, this guy must be a Law Australian. Huh? Law Australian! Three jokes, three questions for you, Sidge. All about Australia. Sidge, what is the difference between a French kiss and an Australian kiss?
Oh, well, they say that, you know, for it to count when you're, like, younger, for it to count as a French kiss / snog, it has to involve tongues. So in France, they use the tongues. In Australia, they... I'm on the right track or not?
No, I goddamn.
Okay. I don't know if...
What is the difference between a French kiss and an Australian kiss? They're actually the same kiss, but the Aussie one's down under. So. Question joke number two, Sidgy.
Covers a lot of,
How do Australians clean their ass? Picture that. How do Australians clean their ass?
How do Australians... With a bidet, mate.
Oh, you got a goddamn button.
Mingus!
Guy's slowing you down over here. That's quite clever. Little nuance of the language, some might say. I got this joke. It's not necessarily Australian, but I saw it from a bunch of Aussie guys, and I I really quite liked it, so I thought you would too. Sid, what's better than what's better than eating a mandarin? Hmm?
What's better than eating a mandarin? Mm. Eating a mandarin out.
Eating a mandarin out. See you later.
Oh God. Bye, Stacks. Oh, yeah.
Bye, Stacks.
You see him on the way out, did you?
Oh no, I must have just missed him. Yeah. I just realised it's probably quite early in America, so I'll message him instead. Miss anything?
Main event time?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, nowhere near, mate. Ridge Holland's there for a sit-down interview with Sarah. Get asked about what he did to Gallus last week. He said, when we spoke last, people saw a different side of me, but I still can't get that stench of misfortune off. Talked about them targeting his injured leg. And
sorry, who are you talking about?
Ridge Bloody Holland.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have heard the name and blanked.
He said, they smashed my leg last month, and that's fine, but when I get that chair in my hands, it becomes a weapon. Already is a weapon.
Already is a weapon, you dumb bitch.
He says...
I mean, to be fair, it is a chair.
Yes.
It is a chair and not necessarily a weapon, but he has simply described the entire existence of the chair in professional wrestling.
Yeah, I don't think when a wrestler reaches under a ring and pulls out a chair, I don't think... They're having a quick break.
Well, R-Truth did.
I mean, yeah. He says, this is... He says, this isn't the forum, but next week he's going to address...
No, it's a performance center.
He'll address the WWE Universe next week and apologize for his actions, even if no one cares. The man with that chair...
Don't kill him, he's already dead.
He says, the man with that chair is not the man he is in life. And then he just walks off and she goes, I guess that's the interview over with then.
So
what they're doing with Ridge Holland right now.
Why is he so violent?
That's literally, yeah. So yeah, we've just seen, previous to this, Chase U come out. Out comes Axiom.
No!
And his tag partner, Nathan Frazier.
When I'm cleaning windows.
Duke Bloody Hudson still has the best hot tag in the business.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. I decided to just sort of write the ending of this match down.
You lazy prick.
Because, well, I was going to write now. It was really good, obviously.
I enjoyed it.
Axiom, Nathan Frazier are ridiculously talented. I love Chase U. Duke Hudson, as we've said, is just a mega star in waiting. And the Axiom hitting a Spanish fly on Duke Hudson looked incredible. Axiom can't believe he kicks out of it. Duke fired up and took both of them out with a double clothesline, brought in Andre Chase, who did a big high crossbody to Nathan Frazier. He rolled through that, though, got a two count. Frazier hit a kick. They sort of exchange pins, and then Andre Chase just catches him. 1-2-3. Chase University and the one contenders.
Indeed.
But the reason I kept my notes brief is none of that matters because Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson have invaded NXT. They kill all four of them, lay them all out, and hit Duke Hudson with the magic killer.
I generally thought the match was quite good. Nothing blew away great, but it was brisk. Duke Hudson's always just a total pleasure to watch. You know, the other two guys are genuinely fantastic,
yeah.
And wasted. And I tell you what, you got a glimpse of what Axiom can really do.
Mm-hmm.
I.e. wrestle scientific wonder on the mat, albeit incredibly briefly. It was always like a pang of, he could be doing that elsewhere. That's what he's amazing at it. What I love most about the Good Brothers doing that angle, if you like, at the end, is what they must have thought. What their WhatsApp looks like between the two of them, like the dangly chat or whatever they call it, where it's like, I have to do some work here. We knew this day would come. We knew we'd have to do something at some point. What is it, NXT? All right, well, you know, it's easy, isn't it?
Magic Killer here. Magic Killer there. Yeah, they had a busy week. They had to show up for a shoving match with AJ Styles on SmackDown.
Yeah, to some ultimate. And now, yes.
Now they're here. We'll catch up with them in the car park in a bit. Because Ilya Dragunov's responding to Melo. He says, I saw through you from day one. Your jealousy has consumed you. Yet you pointing the finger at me. You're a coward for attacking Trick from behind, as well as me, of course, because you did that the other week. You're the lowest form of life, and I'll see you at Roadblock on one condition. Show up next week, and we'll see face to face. And then he's
talking.
Ilya Dragunov. Yeah, yeah. And he's got these glowing red eyes. And he says, you come for the title, because I'm coming for something more important. Your soul. I was like,
hard to take him seriously.
I was like, chill out, mate. Just
you got scared, didn't you?
Yeah. You ever seen the Key and Peele sketch where there's the two lads like hyping up the UFC fighter and the bloke's like, I have to kill you. And he's like, you know, we're just hyping the fight, right? We're just saying things here. He's very intense.
Oh, God. He absolutely loves it, doesn't he?
Mm. But when the family comes around, is he still going to have that? We'll see.
We'll see.
So we cut to the women's locker room, which is surprisingly empty for once. Normally there's about four people just milling about doing stuff. But
pretending to talk, yeah.
It's Fallon Henley. She's slumped down. So's Thea Hale. And they're both a bit down in the dumps. Both. And Thea's like, what's up? And Fallon's like, well, you know, I just watched my boys fight. And I can't seem to, you know, find my footing here in NXT. And Thea's like, yeah, I'm having a bit of a crap time as well. Yes, Chase, you have got a tag title shot, but they just got beat up by the OC. Maybe Mr. Chase deserves it. Don't get me started on Mr. Chase. My best friend's acting weird because I took her advice too literally. And then, you know, everything went bad on my date. And Fallon's like, I know. And this was the moment, Sidge. Fallon Henley says, the Valentine's Day curse strikes again. If I could erase Valentine's Day 2023 from my memory, I would. And they walk off and they start talking about Valentine's Day 2023, which you will remember featured Kiana James and
Brooks Jensen.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Well, okay. They could just be doing this thing that all writers are arseholes, okay?
Mm.
There we are. Mm. They could be doing the thing where it's like, can you remember what we did before? You know, that was really important. So they could just be like flexing continuity for continuity's sake, just to prove we remember, so don't worry, we know what's going on. We remember where we've been, like so do most humans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, she didn't at any point bring up a bad Valentine's Day that she had personally experienced in which her heart was broken, or did she? Because maybe, and she's never said this before, maybe she doesn't even want to admit it to herself, that the idea of Brooks Jensen having it off with Kiana James was particularly painful her to endure, so much so that she would want to, you know, every day is a gift. She wants to erase that day, right? Because it's cursed. Because she has intense feelings for Brooks Jensen, and she is still in love with him. And even the thought of like, a failed relationship of his, the fact that he would look past her, just broke her heart.
Mm.
Or maybe they just remembered that there was a Valentine's Day thing involving her.
I think the combination of that and his balls on this show was not a coincidence. He's got his balls now.
He's got his balls now. He's found his balls.
Briggs did this for him, beat some sense into him, realize what your priorities are next week.
There was
throw open the door of that bar.
There was
punch the jukebox.
It was literally one backstage segment in which it was vaguely insinuated that this wasn't a platonic friendship all along.
Yeah, I also did.
Was it when they had the said the same sentence at the same time and they looked at each other like, oh, we're not connected. And you've been dining out at that moment.
Did you like the, I mean, you obviously remember it, but did you like the Vic Joseph line immediately off the back of this?
I can't remember anything he says.
So it really was a...
Oh, teachable moment! Teachable moment!
Because they've just been having this chat about what a bloody nightmare Valentine's Day is. And he goes, that's a locker room leader right there.
Yes, I did.
I laughed out loud when he said, I was like...
What?
Everything.
I do remember that now.
It was Lash Legend versus Kalani Jordan next.
Hey, I tell you what, broadly competent.
It's just good, yeah. Obviously, Lash dominated, because look at the size of her. Kalani Jordan came back, though. She hit the top rope. Big Rana, drop kick to Lash, spin kick. But as Kalani looks like she might have just the chance to beat Lash Legend, as she goes up top, Jakara Jackson, who's also there, distracts her. Lash hits her with a choke slam for the 1-2-3. And then post-match, Kiana James and Izzy Dame come down to pick the bones. But they're so useless, Kalani Jordan fights them off and sends them packing up the ramp.
Yeah. This is, you know what? She hasn't got two left feet anymore. And she can follow direction. Mm. And these people have got like one cage match page. I don't know what I meant to say.
The OC are caught within the most dangerous place in NXT, the car park. Kelly asks them about it, and Carl says, we're back to stay. Gallo says, don't know if Chase Hughes happy about that, but I was never a good student, so bad boy. Carl did like the calendar, though, so that was nice of him to say. He says, we're going to separate the men, and they pointed themselves at that point from
just
the boys.
Just to make it expressly clear.
Separate the men from the boys. And we're the boys.
Yeah.
And they vow to win the tag titles from Breaker and Corbin, from the Wolf Dogs via Magic Killer. So I'm excited to see what they do next. Then it was time for the main event.
Does anyone get excited about what the club do? Go on, you're lying. You're lying to our listeners. We've spent like several years establishing credibility. Mm.
My credibility is draining away. In front of your very eyes.
Excited about the club.
The club I am excited about, actually. But maybe not.
You'll be on WWE backstage next.
Just when
fancy going to a scrum. I'm excited about the club. Why don't you kiss my ass?
I'm excited about the club.
They not the club aren't excited about the club.
I'm excited about the club. And you misheard me.
All right, okay. Yeah, I guess.
Main event time.
Hey!
But obviously very overshadowed, unfortunately, by Shotzi's ACL injury. There's not really much point in talking about the match. It was so innocuous. So I think she was going for some sort of DDT.
It's always. DDT onto the apron as she hops down onto her feet. And it is often the innocuous things that cause the most damage.
Because... I think she was in picture, you can see she's sort of trying to recover. She wants to carry on, but obviously she's done her ACL. She's out for 9 months. Get Wilson, Shotzi. When we come back from the break, Lyra Valkyrie has just stood in the ring. Nothing's happening. And Ava comes out and lays down the law again. She says, look, Shotzi can no longer compete, but I promised a title match tonight. It's an open challenge. Whoever comes out next can get it. And out comes Lash Legend, straight back out to answer the challenge. As understandably, the two women are going through some headlocks to discuss what they're about to do. We cut to backstage in the women's locker room. We're watching this match, and Roxanne Perez walks in. I think she's been showering or something. She's drying her hair, and she's like, "What's going on?" Let's not forget, an hour and 45 minutes ago, she literally said. Where are we? I hope Shotzi and Lyra watch my match because I'll be watching theirs. She walks in. Ah, what's going on? And they go, oh, you must have missed it. Shotzi's got injured and they issued an open challenge. Literally anyone could have got a title shot. And she's like, oh, and she pushes the TV over and storms out. And they're like, oh, we were watching that. Anyway. Lash Legend back in the ring, gets a near fall with that choke slam of hers. Also got a two count from a pump kick. But in the end, they're fighting on the turnbuckles. Lash Legend gets knocked off. Valkyria hits her with a splash. 1-2-3. Lyra Valkyria retains.
Yeah, no comment. Maybe what can I say? Yeah. Like, there was a, you can't adequately talk about the match that was completely called off under like really bleak circumstances. And I guess the only thing I can say is that I don't know how, if there was a long gap, obviously it was a taping, so there might have been. But even if there was a decent gap where they drilled instructions into Lash Legend, she has minimal experience. And they're not really improvised to go out there and work and call it. And they don't have that foundation. It's just not taught anymore. So for as short as it was, you could probably say, good job. Because they don't really wrestle under those circumstances in the rehearsed NXT program ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they'd...
I was too short to fail at, if I'm going to be honest. Isn't it?
But most importantly, Tatum Paxley stayed in the back, so she gets the surprise next week, which is another game we can play. On the NXT preview.
Indeed.
And that's what we're all here for, let's be honest. Let us know your thoughts on NXT in the comments section below or on X at WhatCultureWWE. Watch so you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M. Sidgwick.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow our brilliant producer at It's Adam Nicholas. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. But for now, this has been the NXT review. My thanks to Michael Sidgwick, to Stax. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.